listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Matt. It's great to be back.
I know recently we had talked about Fire Sheep and secured Wi-Fi, and I know we recently got an email from a listener. Could you tell us a little bit about the question they proposed?
Sure. Well, why don't we start with a brief background of Fire Sheep? Fire Sheep is an automated tool that captures session cookies from a variety of different websites like Facebook. So if I'm running Fire Sheep, which is so easy to install that it doesn't take a security expert, and you log on to your Facebook account via an unencrypted communications, like most Wi-Fi is in a coffee shop,
right,
I could actually hijack your account using Fire Sheep. Well, the question that the listener had was because I stated that even using encrypted public Wi-Fi, you wouldn't be safe. And he said, you know, from the research I've done, what I understand is that with WEP, WEP encryption, that's true, but with WPA, that's not true for some technical reasons. And so I did some testing at ESET to try to prove or disprove the theory, and I found he was actually right. So what happens is, with most public Wi-Fi, there's no encryption. You don't have to provide a username or password to get onto the network, and you are at risk. Anyone running Fire Sheep or more insidious is Wireshark can capture your cookies. See, Fire Sheep is limited to a small number of domains, a small number of websites, important ones, but a small number. With a tool called Wireshark, someone can capture cookies from any website that you visit. So you are subject to potential intrusions, attacks from people capturing your cookies, which can allow them to take over your account. Now, with WEP, which was the first form of Wi-Fi encryption, everyone on the network shares the exact same key. So even though the communications are encrypted, everyone on the network can decrypt it, and so you are at risk. But there was a difference between WEP and later WPA and now WPA2. Even though you use the same key to authenticate, you also get an individual session key. And that means that your communications are actually encrypted and other people on the network don't have access to your account. So that is an important differentiation.
Interesting. So I guess, how much more difficult is it for the average user to set up WPA instead of WEP? And is this something that you recommend even for a person's home network?
From a difficulty standpoint, there's virtually no difference. You don't have the choice when you go to a public coffee shop. Either they've got that set up or they do not have it set up. That's not a choice for you. When it comes to your home network, it really is hardware dependent. If you've got older routers, they might only support WEP, WEP. Right. The newer ones will support WPA2, and I would expect that within the next 2 to 3 years, they'll come out with some newer standard, because even WPA has been found to be somewhat vulnerable, but not nearly as vulnerable as WEP.
So obviously, if somebody has the option to set up the WPA, then that's certainly the recommendation. And now, I guess if we are out using our laptops or our smartphones where public Wi-Fi is available but is not encrypted, do you recommend using it for email or other things of that nature? Or should folks really just try to stay away from using public Wi-Fi?
I recommend not using public Wi-Fi for email or any place that you have to put in an account. And if you have a smartphone, you know, an Android, an iPhone, I would turn off the Wi-Fi capability, because then you're going through the cellular network that has its own encryption, and there have been some interesting recent stories about breaking GSM, but that still is somewhat expensive and not widespread. But if you're using the cellular network for your data transmissions, that's still encrypted.
Great. Well, Randy, as always, good advice for our listeners, and I think you're right. You know, if you're using public Wi-Fi, feel free to use it to browse, but if it requires a username or password, probably best to do it when you're at home or on the mobile network. So if you have any questions for Randy on this topic, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow the ESET research team on Twitter at ESET Research. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.